This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Smack dab in the middle of Wackford City, North Dakota. Actually, McKenzie County, just a few miles outside of Wackford City, where Oasis Midstream Partners is about to cut the ribbon on a facility, this one called the Wild Basin Gas Processing Plant 2, that when it's up and operating, will be putting Oasis in the number two spot for gas processing in the entire state of North Dakota, about 10% of the gas processed here. Later this morning, about 10:30, they are doing an official ribbon cutting of this event, and got some festivities starting around 10, goes till 1 o'clock today, and so we're looking forward to that. Tommy Noose, the chairman of Oasis Petroleum, Taylor Reed, the CEO of Oasis Midstream Partners, both here. Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor, and Kelly Armstrong, State Senator, will be here today for these events. So it should be very nice. Looking forward to it. It's a big deal. It really is. And, you know, we have obviously a good problem. I would call it a good problem in that you have enough oil production that you have, you know, natural gas and need to find a place for it. And so nobody wants flaring long term. Everybody wants to see every bit of value that comes out of the ground captured and used for good. And these gas processing plants do just that. So it's an important part of what we do. I'm Scott Hennen, and Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here as well. Happy Friday, Todd. How are you?
Oh, Friday. Yes. Yay. I'm very happy it's Friday.
That sounds like kind of a fake I'm happy Friday. Like you're
no, I am happy.
You're mailing
well, I was really
your...
happy to see 61 degrees up in the forecast late next week, so apparently yeah, we're not plunging into winter just yet.
Bring that on, would you please? I scraped my window for the first time on the vehicle this morning. First time
oh,
of the
no.
year.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And,
well, at least you knew where your ice scraper was, or did you cheat and use a credit card or something?
Credit
like
card,
that?
Yeah. You know
credit
why?
Credit card.
I had for most of summer, I had a scraper. I always have to buy one every year to, try out, this one's got a nice brush, I like that curve, and, some. So I always buy a different one. And I had it in there, but it would sit in the little, thing in the side of the car where you put your garbage or whatever, and it would slide back and forth when I'm driving. So it's like banging around in the little cubby hole thing in the side of the door. And so I said enough of this. I took it out. Of course, now when I need it, get out the credit card. Although I must say the credit card works just fine. It's unless it's 80 below. I mean, big deal.
It can be a little tricky to hang on to though at the right temperature, but yeah.
Yeah,
I'd slip out of your hands. Just be careful.
So let's tell you a little bit about what we're going to do on the show today. We have a number of guests. We'll talk with some of the folks from Oasis Midstream Partners about this exciting day for McKenzie County and the state. Looking forward to that conversation. Also, we're going to talk with, are you ready, Todd? Diamond and Silk are on the show today.
Hey,
yes,
they're
back. There you go. They're back, ladies and gentlemen. They are a YouTube sensation, although I see they've been blocked by, is it YouTube or is it Facebook? Somebody blocked them now, and I have no idea why. These are two wonderful women who just, opine on politics. It's hilarious. It's wonderful. But anyway, yeah, no reason given there. So that's a little bit on the odd side. And then we're going to wrap up the program today. Todd's actually going to do this interview so I can skedaddle and MC the event here in Wackford City. With a fellow by the name of Roy Spence. And Roy Spence has started something called the Promised Land Project. Okay? Now, Roy Spence is from Austin, Texas. He has, I don't know a lot about him, but I get the sense kind of advertising, marketing, commercials for political candidates, advice kind of guy. But he has a wish, Todd. And his wish that he announced at the South by Southwest, another very liberal event, I might add, in Austin, Texas, that we should unleash the power of purpose to help people bridge the cultural divide in America. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, but you're going to find out
when he comes on. I think what I can get from this is what I can glean, that he believes our politics is broken. I wouldn't disagree with him on that. He believes people need to find common ground. That's okay, but it has to be a two-way street, right? He believes also that we need to do a better job of listening to people where they are, understand their culture, not just tell them how they need to think or what they need to be for. Very good idea. So they literally build front porches and in communities and have these conversations. Okay? Now, here's the kind of neat thing. When they announced this, evidently this Roy Spence is buddies with Matthew McConaughey. And Matthew McConaughey is, of course, an actor, right? A Hollywood type. And he comes to this event and he says, I'm going to throw a dart at a big giant map of the United States, and the very first Promised Land project is going to be there. Whips the dart, and the dart lands on Watford City, North Dakota. So the very first one is happening Sunday in Watford City, North Dakota. Now, I think that's kind of cool. I do. I think I'm glad it's here. I'm also glad they're going to listen to people in Watford City, because I think there's a whole lot of common sense here, and that maybe if they do more listening than talking, this will be a good thing. But you're a witness, Todd. You'll have to pull all that out of them today on the program.
It is kind of interesting how he literally does throw the dart, and that's where it lands.
Yeah, so. It's kind of cool. I love that it landed in Watford City. It just, you can't make it up. It's great. And I'm, you know, I don't know. I think this is a fair question for him. You know, how do we know this is different? How do we know this isn't one particular agenda that's got the hand on the scale? I don't know.
That's fair.
A little suspicious, but, you know, maybe I shouldn't be. So we'll see what happens.
How can you not get suspicious, especially if you start involving anybody from Hollywood?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, that's and they need to know that about us here, right? We're going to be a little suspicious of somebody that comes in from Texas, or at least Austin, Texas. If you come from, you know, Houston or Dallas, then you're kind of one of us. But if you're from Austin, that's sort of like, that's Waka Waka land. You know what I'm saying? That's out there. Way out
Waka,
there.
Is that what they call it now? Waka Waka land?
Well, I think it was some leftover from the Muppets that I just have emblazoned.
I was going to say, I didn't realize the Muppets lived in Austin, Texas, but okay, yeah. Now we know.
All right, so now in the meantime, we can just chat about whatever you'd like at 800-228-0550, any of this. By the way, do you think we need a reboot on our politics in America? And, what would that look like? I love the idea of listening. It's what we do every day on What's on Your Mind. I really, truly do love that. So if this is about listening and informing from, you know, real people all over and finding common ground, I'm all for it. But just kind of curious if you think things need help. 800-228-0550. We'll get to the phones here in a moment. I'll start with an email today. Should I do that, Todd? A little different. It's Friday. We'll do something a little different. Instead of the first call, the first email. This one says, I understand that some of you are afraid of Measure 3, but it doesn't give you the right to falsify Measure 3 information and tell your listeners to vote no on Measure 3. I'd like you to understand a couple of key points on why this is happening and why people want this. First of all, cannabis driving is a concern, yes, but is it a real problem? Well, I guess we'd find out if Measure 3 passed, wouldn't we? Have you seen any article or news source that actually reports this problem? In fact, I haven't. If you search on Google, not one fatality of driving while high is found. Not one single source. Well, they talk about driving under the influence all the time. Right? They might not specifically list cannabis, but that doesn't mean they didn't have something in there. So I guess this it's a very long email. So I'll leave it at that one. We'll try and get Bob Weefall on Measure 3 to discuss your concern there very soon. I'm sort of amazed at the lengths people go to say Measure 3 is a good idea and disregard the volumes of evidence, honestly. I never cease to be amazed by that, to tell you the truth. Really don't. But anyway, welcome your email, and it's duly noted. and we will put that right where it needs to go in the follow-up pile from our friend, Judge Weefall. Okay, another email that starts with shame on you. It's going to be a great Friday, Todd. We're on a roll. And all media, radio and TV, for not covering this at all. And they link to the remarks by President Trump at the signing of the Orrin Hatch, Bob Goodlatte Music Modernization Act. I bet Todd covered this. I know he did. Probably did a whole 2 hours on K-Fire Cafe on it. Former President George W. Bush couldn't get it done. Obama failed, but President Trump accomplished signing the Music Modernization Act into law yesterday with bipartisan unanimous votes from Congress. Kid Rock, Mike Love, John Rich, all thanked President Trump for accomplishing this and for his work and success with our country. How about that? Well, it is an accomplishment, and you're right. The president got her done. So, more after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a comfort ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table. All natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
North Dakota today, loving life, talking about yet another new project, Oasis Midstream Partners in a new gas processing plant, ribbon cutting happening today, so we'll be telling you about that here in just a little bit. You know, the MyPillow mattress topper is really catching a lot of attention from folks, and I want to answer a question that I get by text and email a lot. is it really that good? See, Todd, I don't know if they think we get on here and say something that isn't true. It's not how we're wired. We don't do that. If we say it, it's true. So I want to answer everybody that asks that question. It is really that good. Trust me on this one thing. Now, if you don't trust me, you can get it and say, I'm going to give this a try for 60 days. And if you don't like it, put it in the box, send it back. You're done with it. So there's another little comfort for you. And it has a 10-year warranty. So a year from now, it's not working. It's not the same. Same thing. Very low maintenance. Wash and dry the cover. Made in the USA. Money-back guarantee, of course, as I mentioned. And this three-layer design that just is, well, just sleep on it. Just lay on it. You'll quickly go, wow, he's right. And right now, you can save 30% when you use the promo code SCOTT. And when you do that, you get two standard My Pillows absolutely free. Mike Lindell throws those in. Thank you, Mike. 800-506-9028 is the number to call him. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Okay? And you can still get a discount on all of My Pillows using that promo code SCOTT, too, and all the other goodies. Fantastic. Let's go to the phones and find out what's on your mind today on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. Ryan and Minot, you're up. What's on your mind?
Did you say Ryan?
I did. Is that you?
Okay. Yeah, sorry, my phone cut out right as the name. Hey, I got to say I get a little anxious when I talk on the phone with you, so hopefully I can say this good. I had a polling company call me 2 days ago now, and at first they were talking just regular questions, you know, about Heidi and Kevin. And then the thing that I found very interesting at the end, the lady said, okay, the next questions are about Kelly Armstrong, and we want to hear, I'm not saying this very good, basically she read off things that Kelly Armstrong supposedly did and asked me how I would have, on a scale of 1 to 10, how it would affect my vote that I'm not going to vote for Kelly Armstrong.
Yeah,
like,
they say,
would you vote for him, yes or no? She basically said, is this going to vote your reason why you're not voting for Kelly Armstrong? And I'm like, really?
Yeah, Ryan, that's what's called a push-pull. So what they're doing there is they're trying to find a weakness in the Armstrong, argument that they then would exploit in ads in the closing days. Basically, that's what they're trying to do to find out. Hey, what should we roll out to attack them with? You know, that's sort of where both the Heidkamp campaign now and the Schneider campaign have gotten to that point.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe that it was a polling place and they were like telling me, oh, here's a bunch of bad stuff that Kelly Armstrong did. Is this one of the reasons why you're not going to vote for him, or is this one of the reasons why you're not going to vote for him? I couldn't believe it.
Thanks for the advice, right? I mean, I didn't need you to help me determine how I was going to vote.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I think a call like that, probably, you know, you're obviously savvy about this and kind of knew what was going on, but I think anybody that gets a call like that, that's probably going to do more harm for the candidate they're trying to help, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be honest with you. I lied to him. I told him I was one Democrat, which is probably one of the hardest things I ever did, but just to throw their numbers off, but whatever.
There's a lot of that going on these days. That's how Donald Trump's president of the United States.
Exactly.
You know, from people that don't trust pollsters and don't tell them the honest answers. Yeah. That's interesting, Ryan. Appreciate the call. Thank you for listening.
You bet.
We love the magic city of Minot. Alan in says here Central. Center, maybe. How are you in Center, Alan?
No, in Central North Dakota.
Oh, Central North Dakota. Got it. What's on your mind?
Spent a couple of days out at North Dakota Association of County Commissioners the beginning of the week. We had a seminar there on Measure 3 or on dealing with Measure 3. Had a gal there from Colorado, and I would like to give you her phone number. I would like you to get her on the phone along with the people that are promoting this Measure 3. I think you would be really impressed with with what she knows and what they have discovered in Colorado.
I'd love to. What stuck with you the most from that meeting?
The fact that it isn't just the beginning of smoking pot and, you know, just pot. It's what comes beyond that. All of the things that they're putting the chemical in, gummy bears. She said they're actually out there. They took a page out of the smoking big tobacco, and they are actually using Cookie Monster in some of their ads, and in some of the things that they have. It really scares you. It really does. And you really need to have, even if you can't get the people who are for this measure on, you need to get this gal on. You really do.
And tell me her name.
Joe, J-O, McGuire. And her phone number is...
Here's what I'll do so she doesn't get 3,000 phone calls. Alan, I'll just have you hang on, and then Daniel will take that down and give me the number, okay?
Okay. And if anybody wants to check it out, you can go to a website that's called realmarijuanafacts.org.
All right. Appreciate that, too. I'm with you. This one is a scary question on the ballot because I don't want to think about the North Dakota that would be very prevalent, a couple years down the road after legalization of marijuana passes, especially from what we understand is in this bill that isn't even in bills that are in other states. Like, for instance, there's no smoking rules, obviously, indoors right now. The marijuana law would not apply. I mean, you can smoke at the workplace. You can illegally, smoke in a school. You can smoke. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And more than anything, just, the games they play with. Last time I was in New York City, I couldn't believe it. I mean, like, every other block is one of these little wagons selling, like, candies and all kinds of, things. Like, what kind of message does that send? Candies that have, obviously, marijuana in them, So, yeah, I'm with you. The peril there is real, and it would be bad for the future and bad for our kids. So I appreciate you calling, Alan, and we will get that number. Just hang on a moment. And Daniel will take that from you, and we'll see if Joe will join us on the air and see if some of the folks that are in favor of Measure 3 would join us to talk about it. Measure 1, big mess. Big mess. Big no. Measure 2, thumbs up. Measure 3, thumbs down. Measure 4, flip a coin. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say, we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number 1 and number 2. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from one of the most powerful hurricanes to ever hit the United States is rising. It now stands at least 11, with 5 deaths in Virginia alone. Michael claiming lives as well in Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina. As the search for survivors continues and the recovery efforts begin, there are still more than 1 million people without power in the southeast U.S. The storm now long gone. It's moved out over the Atlantic as a tropical depression.
We don't have any information on his whereabouts right now or what happened to him.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert there on the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish officials say they have audio and video proof that he was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey on October 2nd. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
On your mind, live from just outside Watford City today for a big event we'll tell you about in just a moment. Looking forward to getting you up to speed on what's happening with this. So it's certainly a lot of fun. You know, I also want to tell you that my wife and I are happy to be hosting a tour to Norway June 14th through 29th. Next summer we're going to do this. We've timed this for the midnight sun. That's when the sun is up at midnight. We were there 2 years ago, had a blast, brought a bunch of listeners. Want to bring a new group of listeners to explore some new parts of Norway that we didn't get to last time. About 1,303 miles of the beautiful western coast of Norway that we'll see by boat, by train, by air, and the luxury motor coach besides. So it's great. Only $54.95. If you want more details, call my friend Carol Juman right now at 701-237-9000. 701-237-9000. There's a brochure at JuvanTours.com, or you can email me, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, and I'll make sure you get a brochure as well. Well, big day today for our friends from Oasis Petroleum and Oasis Midstream Partners. The Oasis Midstream Partners are cutting the ribbon today on a gas processing plant known as the Wild Basin. It's an expansion of this one. It's Plant 2, it's called. It will put them in a position, once this is all up and running, to be the second biggest producer of gas processing in North Dakota, 10% of the entire gas processing in the state. So a big day and a lot of fun planned with tours and a chance to talk about this wonderful day. Joining us, Tommy News, who's the CEO of the Oasis Petroleum. Hello, Tommy. How are you?
Great, Scott. Great to be here with you.
Nice to see you. And Taylor Reed is here. Taylor's the CEO of Oasis Midstream Partners, which is, of course, part of this plan. The two companies are affiliated. But, Taylor, nice to see you.
Good to see you as well, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Nice to have Houston depopulated and Watford City populated today to have you guys here and going. So, Tommy, let me first ask you, just obviously, you guys started as a drilling company, and this is a little bit of a diversification. Tell us a little bit about the thought process behind doing that.
Yes, Scott, so thanks for the opportunity. Thank you for being here. I think it's going to be a great day for us. And you know, as you mentioned, we started out as an E&P company. The company was only formed in 2007. This was Williston Basin kind of backyard for us, given our Burlington days. And one of the things that we noticed was that not just the importance of being able to drill and complete wells, but to be able to move our products as well. And several years ago, as we went into full field development here in Wild Basin, we felt like it was important to be able to control the risk associated with being able to move our projects. And the team did a great job of recognizing that. Which is when we started the Wild Basin 1 project, the initial facility here. And then a couple of years ago, with the high-intensity completions and the increase in production, felt like that it was important for us to increase that capacity again. The team did a great job of making a very good decision in a very tough time in our business. But it's put us in a very good position today to be able to move everything that we produce.
So talk a little bit about what we see here. What kind of operation? You got obviously a significant capital investment here and lots of people here. And talk a little bit, Taylor, about this project.
Yeah, Scott, as Tommy said, you know, we saw a real need for incremental midstream and gas processing capacity. So, you know, the first plant that we built, an 80 million cubic foot a day plant, came on in the fall of 2016 and quickly realized we needed more capacity. So made the plans to build a second 200 million a day plant, which is coming online in the very near future. And in the interim, we had a solution to help with volumes, which was adding a 40 million a day mechanical plant that that we could get up and running more quickly. So when you put all that together, we've got 320 million cubic feet of processing capacity that'll be available starting in November with the new plant coming on. As you mentioned, a big part of the state's processing, all that combined, is will be about 15% of the processing capacity in the state. And as you mentioned, puts us number two in terms of processors in the state.
I said 10, so it's 15. It's even more.
Yeah. Just the 200 million a day plant's 10. You put the whole 320, and that's 15% of the capacity.
And what kind of capital investment does that take?
So the investment just for the 200 million a day plant is about $150 million. When you look at the total investment here in and around Watford City, we call this you know, Wild Basin, as you mentioned. The total investment here on midstream, so that includes gathering in the field, so collecting all the oil, gas, and water in the field, plus the plants. It's about a $600 million midstream investment in total. So it's a huge investment, but one that we think is gonna really pay dividends for the company. Tommy mentioned the importance to us to capture all of our product, but one of the things we also recognized was the need for other parties. So we knew processing capacity was going to be tight. When you look at state processing capacity right now, there's about 2.1 BCF a day prior to this new plant coming on. The latest figures from the Industrial Commission, production is about 2.35 BCF a day. So we're already short on processing capacity and a lot of drilling, very prolific wells. So we knew not only our volumes were going to need a home, but we had a pretty good idea there's going to be good third-party opportunities. So we've seen that come to bear. We've signed up a number of producers and even have got some guys committed on the midstream side that we can help out. So we're really excited about not only processing our gas, but doing it for third parties as well.
And that, Tommy, could, you know, I mean, you know, there's many things that could, you know, keep you up at night, like, you know, the price of oil plummeting or something like that. But you know, this idea of not being able to keep up with the gas capture is something that can stunt the growth of oil production, right?
You bet. It's as you're well aware, we have gas capture rules here in North Dakota, which is a good thing. Because we really want to capture that product and maximize the value, and so it's really important for us to be able to do all that. You know, one of the things we say, Scott, is we want to focus on the things that we can control and manage the risk around the things that we can't. And so this whole project is a huge effort in managing our business risk.
You have an affinity for the Buffalo. And are using that for a motto that I've heard about within the company, which I think is very North Dakota centric. It's kind of cool. Tell folks why the Buffalo is a motivator for you and the team at Oasis.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a long, funny story, so I won't give you all the details, but something that we started. Actually, some of the initial corporate presentations, investor relation presentations that we had at Oasis, on the front page we included pictures of the Buffalo. It was a little bit of a substitute from the camels that Taylor and I had on the front page of our investor presentation when we went out to raise money to start the company. But, you know, indigenous to North Dakota, a symbol of strength. And it was fortunate because, you know, as we entered the downturn that we saw that started a few years ago, one of the things that mottos that we endorsed with the Buffalo was the Into the Storm. And the organization immediately latched onto it. And it's just been a rallying point for us through the downturn. So it's funny how some little things like that can really galvanize an organization in a time of a downturn.
And there was a bit of a storm.
You bet there was.
Speaking of prices dropping, right? Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, a challenging time. Yet, obviously, you guys followed that motto and followed the Buffalo right into the storm and came out even stronger, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The team did a great job. We always talked about the potential for some inevitable downturn, and the team prepared for that. So through the 3 years, 15, 16, and 17, we were actually cash flow neutral, kept volumes relatively flat, which is what we'd always said we wanted to do. And even with that, we funded during those 3 years about $500 million of investment in this facility to try to make sure that, as I said earlier, not only drilling and producing, but being able to move our products to market.
And you cut the ribbon today. Taylor, talk a little bit about the business model here on the gas processing side. I mean, the various uses for the products. I mean, it pencils out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It takes definitely a lot of planning to get all the pieces in place so that you can move all that product when you come online. Because it's not only processing the gas on the front end, getting all of this equipment in place. There's a lot of partners that help us do that, but then it's what do you do with the product when it comes out the other end? And so just this 200 million cubic foot a day plant, the products on the end will be about 160 million cubic feet a day of residue gas, and that will be sold into Williston Basin Interconnect. So WBI has been an important partner for us here, and then the natural gas liquids, another big revenue stream coming out. And on that front, we've got a number of different avenues that we can move the NGLs, but for this particular project, we've partnered with Andeavor. And so Andeavor has built a line to us here at the plant, and they will move those NGLs down to their facility at Belfield, and they have a fractionation facility there and then a rail terminal, and they've got a number of outlets. So we produce Y grade, they'll frack it and put it in the different components of NGLs and then sell it from that point. So it is a lot of products you got to deal with, and a lot of guys you got to partner with to get this done.
Fascinating. It really is, amazing what's going on. I want to spend a little time when we come back and talk a little bit about just your overall thoughts on how this play is evolving and, the sort of Bakken 2.0 now and what's happening a little bit. And then we'll also talk a little bit about the event today, which is going to be a neat event for a number of, dignitaries and also some local folks to come here and participate in. And yet another, example of a big investment, a lot of employment opportunities, and, just some really great things. I love it. Wild Basin Gas Processing Plant 2 will be, the ribbon cutting will be happening coming up at 10:30 today. So we'll take a quick break, come back and talk more with our guests, the leaders of Oasis Petroleum and Oasis Midstream Partners, Tommy Noose and Taylor Reed with us today on the program. We're brought to you in part by our friends at Piper's Auction Company, and they have land auctions, crop, pasture, hunting land, in a number of kinds, excellent farm retirement equipment auctions as well. If you go to pipers.com, you're going to find the whole list right there. There's also a telephone number I'll give you, 877-700-4099. And you could view all of the auctions there as well. We're going to be live from one of their Western Dakota machinery auction events coming up where there's a big couple of days. So stay tuned for that. Check that out at pipers.com. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we thank you for that, folks. Scott Hammond live at Oasis, Wild Basin Gas Processing Plant, just outside Watford City, North Dakota. It'll be about 15% of the entire gas processing of North Dakota when they're all up and running today. They're cutting the ribbon, so we should have great fun. Taylor, just tell us a little bit about what you have planned for the day to celebrate the big event.
Yes, Scott, we got a big day planned here. We're going to kick off here at about 10:30, and we've got a number of people from state government and then a regulatory group that for the local communities here that have just been a big part of getting this plan off. And so we're looking forward to having Lieutenant Governor Sanford's going to be here. Wayne Stinson will be here in a group of other people that were good enough to come and celebrate this this great day with us. And then along with that, we've got a lot of the service providers that helped us get this plant built. So a couple of them, Spartan is a big one that helped do the construction on the ground. And then Ozoto, that's a design and implementation company, is here with us as well, with a whole host of other service providers. And then last but not least are our employees. So this is a big day for the state of North Dakota, but it's a super big day for OASIS. And we've got a lot of employees that have been working diligently, not only on this plant, but this whole complex here near Watford City, out in the field where we're drilling our wells, all the infrastructure to move the product here to the plant. And so we've got that whole group here today as well. So we're going to spend about 45 minutes to an hour spend some time with that whole group and celebrate the great things that have happened here.
That's wonderful. Good way to do it. From the time you take a project like this off the whiteboard to cutting the ribbon, how long does a project like this take?
So from a full lead time standpoint, from the time that we actually started talking about building this plant, it was really about the time we brought on the first plant. So that was in the fall of 2016. We officially approved it in 17, but you can think of it really as being a 2-year project. So from the time that you make the decision, get the approvals, and size the plant, pull the trigger, get it built and online, it's at least a 2-year lead time. So you got to be way out in front to get this in place.
But, you know, it's amazing when you look at the amount of just infrastructure here and the footprint here, that even 2 years seems quick, honestly, to go that fast. Tommy, tell me a little bit about your take on, where we're at right now in Bakken 2.0, this play, and what you see around the curve.
Scott, this is just a tremendous resource here in the Williston Basin, and what is just truly amazing is, which is one of the needs for this plant, is the productivity increases that we've seen over the last couple of years, with the 4 years or so with enhanced completions and what that's meant to well productivity. And you know, you look at whether it's gas production or oil production here. It's just been a tremendous effort in converting resource to available supply, and we still think there's a lot of running room here. A lot of people, us included, have focused on the center part of the basin, and there's just a tremendous amount of work to do outside of that that we've yet to get to. We've started doing some of that work recently, both over on the east side of the basin, in what we call Alger, and then moving over into Painted Woods, which is kind of just, Indian Hills and Painted Woods, which is just west of here. So we're really looking forward to seeing what we can accomplish with modern completions in some of those old areas where we haven't drilled a well in 3 or 4 years.
So when we talk about the future, that kind of coming outside the core footprint of the Bakken, is that's a really good thing for the long term and more of this kind of development.
You bet. And like I say, I think it's hard. It's very difficult to see exactly where it can go. Every time you think that you've gone as far as you can get with technology improvements, something else breaks, and you make another step. And it's difficult to see exactly what that is, but it just continues to move forward, and the acceleration of that is just tremendous.
Sounds like we're going to need some more pipelines pretty soon, Taylor.
Yeah, if things keep going the way they've been, you're absolutely right. We're going to need more infrastructure, because a lot of this activity, as Tommy talked about, has been concentrated in the core of the basin, and so you've got a lot of infrastructure that's built out here. As you start to step out and you get into these areas that are a little further out, not as much infrastructure there at this point. And so we're thinking about that right now, trying to think 2 to 3 years ahead about what things are going to look like. As Tommy said, hard to fully predict what that's going to be, but we're trying to position ourselves to take advantage.
Well, thanks a ton. Congratulations on a big day today, and nice bold moves, and continue following that Buffalo. It's working. So keep going, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
The leaders of Oasis Petroleum and Oasis Midstream Partners, Tommy Noose and Taylor Reed, with us live from just outside Watford City today, where that ribbon cutting for this Wild Basin gas processing plant will happen coming up in about a half an hour. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I understand there's truckloads of saunas on the way to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. What's the best one?
Well, that's up to you. I mean, we customize. The nice thing with Finleo, we can customize it to meet your need. At the end of the day, it's a boxwood with a heater in it, but why not make it really cool? And right now, right here, right now, we have more saunas in inventory than anybody else in the United States guaranteed, which means a great deal for you. Why do we have so many? Because we believe it is the best health and wellness product on the planet today without taking a drug or a pill or anything like that.
How much healthier will I be after I buy a sauna?
Sauna forgives your anti-wellness sins. It really does. It cleanses you. It increases your circulation. It boosts your immune system. There's literally nothing a sauna doesn't do to make you better health and wellness-wise.
Your North Dakota sauna headquarters, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you and save big.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.